This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Britain remained on its highest level of security alert today. Police released one person but continued to interrogate 23 others in what's been called the biggest terrorist plot since 9/11. The British government also identified 19 of the suspects accused of planning to blow up airliners bound for the United States. Coming up, we'll hear from the London area neighborhood where many of the arrests were made, and we'll hear about the role Pakistan is playing. But first, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The British government has not released large amounts of information about the ongoing investigation, except one very important statement given by the Bank of England, which contained the names of 19 of the original alleged plotters, announcing that their assets had been frozen. Those arrested were interrogated for a second day today, but by the evening, one person had been released. Investigators are understood to be focusing on gathering forensic evidence from the homes of the suspects, from business premises and computers, and on analysing financial records. Home Secretary John Reid warned against anyone dropping their guard.
We think that the main suspects are in custody, but we always err on the side of caution. We can never be certain, and therefore we want to be sure that alongside the operational interventions we made, we maintain a very high level of vigilance and the necessary restrictions in the aviation sector.
A senior Pakistani government official said today that at least seven people, including two British nationals of Pakistani origin, have been arrested in Pakistan. One of them was described as a British Al-Qaeda operative named Rashid Rauf, and the official said his arrest had led to the wave of detentions in Britain yesterday. The arrests in Britain have once again prompted a fierce debate within the Muslim community and among opponents of Britain's close alliance to the United States. George Galloway is Member of Parliament for the largely Asian community of Bethnal Green and Bow in London's East End.
How come so many young British men would be prepared to incinerate themselves and thousands of others? How come this radicalization is gathering pace in our own country and around the world? And I'm afraid any sensible person has to conclude that it's connected to the foreign policy, the role that our country is playing in the world because of the foreign policy of George W. Bush.
Home Secretary John Reid rejected this outright and defended the British government's policies.
Whatever it is claimed as justification for these acts of terrorism, they are not justified on any grounds. In combating international terrorism, however, it is not sufficient just to use military means or a security apparatus. That is a necessary condition of combating it, but it isn't sufficient. And that is why, in addressing problems of impoverishment, of perceived injustice, of political problems left unresolved, that the British government has been so active.
At Heathrow Airport today, there were still delays and nerves were a little frayed. But many travellers, like David Panado from Britain and Anders Rupp from Sweden, seemed understanding of the increased security.
That's not a worry, really. It's just more of a inconvenience because you can't take your things like iPods and the such like onto the plane and books, which is ridiculous.
I'm a frequent flyer, so whatever they did yesterday is very much appreciated from my side. So when I do these things, at least then I know that someone is thinking about these things, and I'm quite happy about that.
Police were today granted permission to hold the suspects until at least next Wednesday, but after 2 days of turmoil, life for many Britons is starting to return to some kind of normality. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.